BSU Beaver Women's head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. And coach, first things first, your team had such a great effort, I think, tonight against this Gopher team. The stats just do not show it.
Whoever counts their shots is either an idiot or he's blind. I mean, that's a joke, but whatever. I mean, the bottom line is they beat us. But I was proud of our effort. We battled. We competed. You look at that first period. You know, Lauren Miller hits a pipe. Abby hits a crossbar. You know, then they throw one in from the blue line. And I think, I don't know if AJ tried to reach up and grab it, or, you know, hit something and goes in the net. I mean, that's But, you know, obviously, again, Minnesota's a very good team. They make it difficult getting pucks to the net. But, you know, we certainly battled. We certainly had our chances. And, you know, I think defensemen scored all three of their goals tonight. So, you know, it's just, again, when you get scoring from your D, it's always a bonus.
Your team, though, in the third, no matter you were down 3-0, no matter what, this Beaver squad never quits. And that play by Emma Terrace to Emily Berglund in the third there, I thought for sure was going in. Bergie was right there on the doorstep. I don't know. I swear it must be just lucky bounces, but your team works so hard on those plays. It's one of these days it's going to just come.
Hopefully tomorrow. Yep. Good effort, good compete level, all those things. We just got to continue to work hard to keep getting pucks to the net. You know, I thought Minnesota certainly had a good second period. They got us caught a couple times in our zone, and they can do that. They're that talented. You know, and then they're able to hit their defenseman on the back door, and she scores the goal. So, but you know, Britt was outstanding for us. You know, we know what we have to do. We got to come out tomorrow again, the same kind of effort, same kind of intensity, and you know, maybe we'll catch a bounce and a break and get that lead, and we'll see what happens.
You guys were down 1-0, and it looked like they scored their second goal. What was that call that was way down?
Oh, it was a high stick, yeah. Okay. Pretty obvious high stick. Okay. 25 brought her hands up above her head and deflected it in.
Well, I couldn't hear. I don't have a PA feed up here and over the band. I couldn't hear exactly what was called, and I was absolutely confused. But that was actually kind of a lucky bounce for you guys at that point when it was still 1-0. But you said it. Your team just needs to stay out here and focus. But how do you keep them – what did you tell them when you went into the locker room after this game?
Well, I just told them, again, it was I really liked the third period. I liked the way we competed. You know, I just said, you know, we talked about getting pucks to the net. And, you know, Haley just threw a puck at the net, and it goes in. And I said, we certainly had other chances. And that's what you take away from the game. But I said, we know what the situation we're in. Obviously, you either win or you're done. And, you know, that'll obviously be the way it is from here on out. So, you know what, just you know, stay in the moment and we'll come out right tomorrow and get after it.
Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much
for
your
Kelly,
time.
You bet.
Good luck tomorrow.